topping the daytime top 20 charts here on Life 100.3. It's Phil Wickham and Great Things. And raised in San Diego, California. He's with us now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
So you've posted on Instagram that you found a powerful weapon against fear during this time. What is it, and how are you feeling at the beginning of all this?
Man, I think we all were going through a roller coaster of all different kinds of stuff. There's so much uncertainty, especially a couple months ago. You know, all we could hear from the media was that, you know, get ready for death and heartache, and you know that's happened. Thankfully some of the numbers haven't been as large as we thought, but it's still been really heartbreaking, not just in a physical way, but for lots of people's lives and businesses and jobs. And so I've got friends and family that are immediately affected by all that. I'm immediately affected by all that. Like I'm now through August, all of my concerts and tours that were scheduled got canceled, you know? And so I realized quick, something that I've always kind of implemented in my heart, you know, in those moments of anxiety and fear and frustration, even I wouldn't say I was a depressed, I battle with depression that much, but we have those days, you know, we're fighting that. I've always turned to a real practical weapon against that. And that weapon is a heart of gratitude. And that sounds like some Barney song, you know, Barney the Dinosaur saying, "You have a thankful heart," and what, you know, because it's so simple and childlike. But I tell you what, speaking out prayers of thanks out loud to God, like whether you go outside in your backyard or, but go somewhere where you can speak out loud thankfulness to God. And I'm not just like maybe spend 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but I tell you every time. When my heart gets full of anxiety because I just read some news report about something happening or someone's going through something or something's happening in my life, if I take a moment just to say, God, I'm going to say thank you for my life. And at first, I don't feel like it. You know, thanks for my day. Thanks for life. Thanks for your mercies every new, every morning. And then, but then, you know what? After a minute of that, thank you for my children. Thank you that they're still with me and healthy. Thank you for my wife. Thank you that we have a roof over our heads. Thank you for the cross. Thank you that I'm forgiven. Yeah. Thank you that I can live in freedom. Thank you that there's reason to say thank you even in the midst of hardship. Thank you for heaven. Thank you that I can send hope and life and love to my neighbors and to my family because I know Jesus. You just start saying it out loud. And I tell you, that was, what, 15, 20 seconds?
Yeah.
But two minutes of that, 10 minutes of that, I mean, it is such a powerful spiritual weapon against all things dark in your life.
Well, as a worship leader at your church, how do you think things are going to change once you get back in front of people instead of in front of a camera?
Yeah, I'm definitely missing that. That's for sure. The body of Christ gathering together. I think especially this first couple of months of when quarantine lifts and we can start to get back to some sort of, quote, normal when we're in a room together singing, I think it's going to be some amazing moment of worship. Honestly, I've already talked with my church saying, hey, once they give us a date or when we can start gathering again in some safe sense, we need to put mics up and record it because I think people are so desperate to experience the presence of God together.
Mm. All right. So how is the Wickham family coping through this pandemic? What do you guys do at home to sort of pass the time of isolation?
Well, I think the biggest thing we just did was we crossed the line and got a little puppy dog, and which we've never had a dog before. And my wife and kids have always, I think once every 3 months, someone says, hey, Dad, can we get a dog? And I'm just like, you guys, you don't really want a dog. You want a dog for like a day. You know, I've always been like the naysayer, you know, but we got one, a mini golden doodle. So she's like part poodle, part golden retriever, but she's a mini one. So she won't get more than 15 pounds, but she's cute. She's so adorable.
Oh,
and I become the one that's like the most obsessed with the dog, I think, which is hilarious. So we've got the puppy trying to keep her from, you know, going poop in the house has been enough of a quarantine distraction because she's definitely a little puppy still. So we're trying to potty train her. Then when we're not doing that, we made like a schedule of something we can look forward to every night. And some of the things are small, but it's really helped our kids. That every morning they get up now, it's like, what's today? What's tonight? So like Saturday night is movie night. Friday night is their game night. We all play like you know, Mario Kart on Nintendo. And then Monday we do coloring books after dinner, and then Tuesday we talk about a Bible story, and Wednesday we do a grill out on the, you know, in the barbecue, and we have a little fire pit outside, so we light the fire pit and do a little grill out. So for something every day, even if it's small, for the kids to look forward to, has been a huge game changer for us.
Awesome. The song is called Great Things by Phil Wickham. He's been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Phil. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Yeah. Stay safe and stay warm. Thanks so much for reaching out and letting me be a part of what you guys are doing.